I really appreciate you guys coming and talking to me. Did you have to get off work, take time off work today to come talk to me?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Is anybody in this group about to have a new sister? Raise your hand if you are. Have you guys had a good summer time?
Yeah.
What was the most fun you got to do? Anything you got to do this summer?
Probably going to the lake with our cousins.
Go to our cousin's house that live in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of.
Was that your new cousin? Did you guys get a new cousin this year?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, name's Sutton. We got to see him. He's so
tiny. Name is Sutton? Okay.
Yeah, he's so tiny.
Did you guys get to go on any trips this summer?
Just in Fort Walton Beach.
Fort Walton Beach. That's a pretty good trip. That sounds like a bunch of fun.
We went swimming a lot.
Went swimming a lot?
We have a pool.
What?
My birthday.
Your birthday. How many are you now?
Eight.
You know what birthday I want to have?
What birthday?
Another area one.
What's the most fun thing you got to play?
Legos.
All right.
My favorite game is hide and seek.
Okay.
I think one of mine is being able to canoe.
The canoe. That sounds like a big fun. Carson, did you get to play any video games this summer? Yeah. Is that your favorite thing?
I haven't finished with
him. He's got new sandals.
I have. You got new sandals this summer.
I'm five.
Very good. And you're five?
I'm
so close to being five.
Are you? Are you guys playing ball this summer?
Yes.
What's the name of your team?
My name is the Wildcats.
The Wildcats?
So is mine. Baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Both of you played baseball? What's your team's name, Mike?
I'm Defenders.
Defenders? What position?
I'm down with baseball.
What position did you play, Ike?
Defenders. I played all the positions.
All of them. All right. What about you, Tecumseh? Did you play ball,
too? Except for two. Yeah.
You play for the Cardinals?
No, I played on Defenders, except it's an older group.
Oh, the older team. Defenders or Avengers?
Defenders.
Defenders. All right. The Defenders. Let's see. Is that the same team that Ike is on? Very good.
I'm playing football right now. I've played three seasons this summer, so I'm really tired out. I'm playing on a team called the Defenders right now.
McKinley, do you play sports, or are you going to do that next
year? She plays gymnastics.
Gymnastics. Well, all right. What's your favorite gymnastic thing to do?
So they have a rope, and you can climb up it, and then
you can see how far you go.
Really, did you get to play any sports or anything this summer?
I was gonna do swim, but my mom's still looking into that.
Yeah. Did you get to do Camp Watermill stuff?
Yeah.
Did you like that, Brayden?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
What was your favorite thing about that?
I don't know, just getting to experience what different people's houses and stuff.
We hanged up a new basketball goal on our pod pavilion wall.
Can you dunk?
No, it's too high.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's way high up on the roof.
Me and my dad played once and I beat him.
You beat him? I'm not surprised. Can you tell me any nice things that you guys did for people? Can you tell me?
Their cards.
Yeah, made them cards.
That was exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah. Did you make anybody bookmarks?
Who did you make a book? You.
Me, that's right. I got it in my Bible right now.
COVID caravan.
Can you tell me the COVID caravan? What did you do during that?
We visited.
Yeah, did you make them smile? Yeah, what did you do to make them smile when you visited them?
We held up signs that said,
"My
hand is clean."
My
hand is clean.
Yeah, we have
that kind.
We had those signs,
and we visited houses and took them up.
I've been writing lots of letters.
Very good. You've been writing lots of letters just to encourage people, or? Yeah, very good. Or were they people who were your friends or older people or just everybody?
Just everybody.
Okay. Yes. Declan, I know you have projects that you do to be a blessing to other people. Tell me about one or two of those projects that you do.
Well, last year, and I think the year before that too, like in September or something, when they had the Fairhaven auction, I made a bunch of stuff and sold it and to put in the Chains for Children cans.
All right, you made it by sewing it, and then you
And we made cards to sew.
Made cards too. I got some of your cards. Thank you guys for that.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you for doing stuff to make other people smile. That was very nice of you. Yeah. You guys have any pets?
We're getting one.
Are you?
We're getting there.
Well, this is a chance to make the announcement. What kind of pet are you getting?
We're getting a white labradoodle.
No, we're going to get a corgi tomorrow.
Oh, you are. Well, congratulations. Does your corgi have a name yet?
Well, we do have a pet.
It's a cat.
We have a cat and a duck
and some chickens.
10 chickens.
And a duck and a chicken.
Oh, yes. We have, in fact, we got a new pet, a cat named Jazz.
Mm-hmm. How big is Jazz?
He is like this big.
Yeah.
He's like this big off the ground.
You have what?
Five cats.
Diana,
we got Shadow,
we got
Goose, Mrs. Bojangles, and Nikki with an I.
Yeah, Nikki.
Wait, those two kitties are new.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
So, what's your corgi's name going to be?
Willow.
Willow? Good. Do you think your cat will like Willow?
No.
What's your cat's name?
Willie
and Willow. Okay, that sounds like it could be confusing.
This is all the animals we have. Chickens, pigs, dogs, cats.
Only chickens, pigs, dogs, and cats. Okay. What grade is Willow going to be in? You guys are about to go back to school again, aren't you? Start back to your classes?
Next Tuesday.
Are you excited about school?
I'm in first grade now.
Yeah.
You're in the first grade?
No.
You're in the first grade. Lucas.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be.
Jacqueline, what grade are you going to be in?
Seventh?
Wonderful. What about you, Ike?
Second.
Tecumseh?
Fourth.
Fourth?
Second.
Second grade? Are you excited for school to start? How about Michael?
Kindergarten.
Fourth grade?
Well, I'm in fourth grade right now.
Oh, you're in fourth grade right now. You're in second this time? Okay. McKinley, what grade are you going to be in?
First grade.
All right. Yeah. Good. Are you guys excited about school?
Yes. Yeah.
What grade are you in this year?
Second
grade? Yeah. Okay. Is anybody else starting to school this time?
What is going to be in pre-K?
Pre-K.
I'm going to be in pre-K.
Oh, are you in school? What grade are you in school? About the seventh?
Uh-uh.
No, you're not. Okay. What grade are you in school?
I'm in kindergarten.
Okay. Very good. Are you excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to first grade.
You're in the first grade this year? All right. Wonderful. Are you looking forward to it? Yeah.
Eighth
grade coming up. Hope you have a good year. What grade will you be in, Celeste?
I'm going to be in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Can you tell me what your favorite school subject is?
Reading.
Reading. Very good. How about algebra? Okay.
Oh, science.
Science. Good.
Mine is, I think it's math.
Math. Good.
Recess.
History? Like your dad?
I like
recess and lunch.
What is it?
Recess and lunch, probably.
Recess and lunch?
Always
my two favorites,
too. I love lunch.
Lunch? Okay.
I love lunch.
What subject, though?
Recess and lunch.
You guys like to read?
No.
You don't like to read?
We just love
writing.
Writing? Okay. All right, what's
maybe
your
math. A little
math
bit.
Too, Lucas? Okay.
Like some lunch.
Lunch? Besides that, what?
Recess.
Okay. All right, how about history? How about reading or spelling? Lunch? The bell to go home? Yeah. Do you like reading? Is that your favorite? You like the painting?
Oh, yeah, hers is. Good. That's her favorite.
Yeah. Well, I also like going to a Hope store.
Jacqueline, are you in band? Do you play instruments or that kind of thing?
I'm in orchestra. And I play violin.
Violin, very good. Do you ever have to get your mom or your dad to help you with your math?
Yeah. Well, when we learn new things, yes. But if it's all the things we know, not really. Okay. We can just.
Who's best at it?
Yeah.
No, mom or dad or William?
Dad's the best, William's the second.
Okay. Yeah, mom was never a math.
Okay.
She never was good, she
McKinley.
Said.
What are you excited about with your school things that start? What are you looking forward to?
Get done with it. I'm going to be doing a bunch of drawing, and I think that'll be kind of fun.
You like art, so the drawing and stuff. That'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Being able to burn it. That's what I
being able to burn it when I'm done.
Being able to burn our schoolwork.
So, Brinley, what grade are you going to be in this year?
Fourth grade.
And how was it for you to do school from online?
It was okay, but I would prefer school in person.
Yeah.
Online. Did you like doing Zoom?
Yeah. It was better. McKinley doesn't like the school a whole bunch, so she liked that one.
Yeah, she liked that better than she went to school.
I like homeschool.
You like homeschool? Yeah, Zoom, McKinley? Did you like doing it on Zoom? Did you? What was that like for you to do school at home?
I think it was easier. I could blow through it in like 2 hours because the teachers weren't there talking the entire time.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you hope happens when you start back to school and all of that? If you were telling me what you hope happens, can you think of something?
I don't want to wear masks. I don't want to wear masks 8 hours a day.
You're with all of us.
I go back into our full groove.
Who are your friends at church that you like to see?
Aiden, Titus, William.
William? And who else?
Titus.
Okay. Who are your friends, McKenna?
McKinley and Britton.
McKinley and Britton. Sounds like a good trio for me. Yeah.
It's McKenna and Wally and McKinley.
Okay. McKenna, Wally, McKinley. All right. You guys have a lot of fun.
Usually it's Harrison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my friend's mostly Tecumseh. I like to play with Tecumseh.
Harrison, Tecumseh, yeah.
He likes to play with Ike, too.
Isaac and Michael.
Isaac and Michael.
Okay,
and how about you? My best friends at church are Taylor and Haley and Brinley and Celeste. And we had a camp out in my yard. It was really fun.
So, Jacqueline, Taylor, Haley, and Brinley.
All right, very good. It sounds like a good crowd. Did you guys get to do some stuff together this summer? Wonderful.
Me and Harrison, we all like to play with Harrison too.
Good.
Me and Tass and Harrison play with each other a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
I said this to Candyman, Mr. Kelly.
Do you like the Candyman, Mr. Kelly?
Candyman!
I can see the weight of you guys' heart. Right there. I can see that. Really? What about your friends?
Celeste and Jacqueline and Haley. Taylor moved away.
Yeah, we're going to miss Taylor.
But she still counts as a friend.
We're going to miss Taylor, aren't we? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the same thing all your friends said, though. They all said that same group. How about you, Braden? You're friends with everybody, aren't you?
With the youth group.
Yeah, the whole youth group. Yeah. Did you guys stay in touch with your friends?
Yeah.
How did you stay in touch with your friends while we were
On Zoom.
On Zoom?
On Zoom, you might know, but there's these squares of
I've heard that, yeah. How have you stayed in touch with your friends?
Sleepovers.
Do what?
Sleepovers.
Once you had a sleepover?
Yeah, just Wally and Kempsey and Nike had a sleepover at my house.
So have you guys missed being around your friends a whole lot? I mean, every week here, like a whole lot during this time?
Well, now that we're coming to church, I guess that we're seeing our friends anyways, but school, I'm going to have to make all new friends.
It'll be different for you on it. Yeah. What about your favorite song? The favorite church song?
Well, mine is the buzzer song.
Which one?
The I Wish I Was a Buzzer song on this.
Camp. Oh, the song. Okay. The song at camp. Okay.
I Wish I Was a Buzzer.
All right. That sounds like a classic.
I like the buzzer song.
It's fine.
Did you learn it, Kent? Did you like the buzzer
Science
song?
Call.
Which one else?
Zion's Call.
I like that song too.
Jesus loves me.
All right. How about you guys? You have a favorite song, Isaac?
The Old Rugged Cross.
Okay. How about yours?
The Battle Belongs to the Lord.
I like that one, too.
Titus is what my verse is.
I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised.
Okay. Sing and be happy.
Yeah. What did you say to come?
Sing and be happy.
Remember that time whenever we watched the little caterpillar song?
The caterpillar song. I love that one too.
Mine is 10,000 angels.
10,000 angels. Very good.
Every time we sing a church song, she's like, "Can we do 10,000?"
We need to sing that at church, don't we?
That's
a hard one.
It is.
Probably Greatest Commands, because God asks for us to love one another.
I like that one too.
So by definition, the Greatest Commands would have to be the greatest song for that. Yeah. Which one did you say, Brinley?
I don't know.
You don't
it's
know.
Hard.
Can you think of one, Britton, that's your favorite?
I don't know.
No. This summer, you got to go to Camp Wilderness. William, you wore your shirt there, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what those four stories were? Four different stories.
John the Baptist.
Was one. One of them we weren't here. What was it? Moses. Yeah, right. And Abraham.
And the one that we didn't see was
Tassel. I already told that one.
Oh.
But the last one was Jesus.
Jesus and the temptation.
Where Miss K and
You don't know about that.
Jesus getting tempted.
That was funny, wasn't it? Yeah. So what was the most fun thing about that for you?
That we got to see friends again.
That's a good thing to do.
Probably the Abraham and Sarah story.
Abraham and Sarah? Okay. You thought so too, Britton? Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. Remember?
John the Baptist.
Very cool. So I saw John the Baptist was a lot taller guy than I thought he would have been. Did you notice that? Yeah. Jacqueline, I believe you got to help with the Camp Wilderness deal, didn't you? What did you help do in it?
I helped Chelsea with the crafts because I like crafts.
The crafts? All right, you like
crafts. I do crafts.
Okay, I see you dressed up in your Camp Wilderness shirts. Did you guys have fun doing that? Which one of those stories was your favorite one of those stories?
Moses.
All right, I like that one too. How about you, Celeste?
Moses,
very good. Okay. Whose house was Moses? Was that Jacqueline's house? Okay, very good. What was one thing you learned from the Camp Wilderness stories?
About Abraham and God made a promise for
that him. Was at your house, wasn't it? Good. Thank you for doing that. Yes. Any others?
Learned about Moses.
Yeah, my house.
And your house.
Pharaoh.
Very good.
I wasn't there.
Pharaoh.
You were there.
Out of all Bible stories that you know, what's your favorite one? Not just in Camp Wilderness, but in class or anything. And what's your favorite Bible story?
Well, that's a hard one.
Celeste, do you have one? What's your favorite story?
It's about Ruth.
About Ruth? That's a good story. I like that too.
Revelation.
Which one?
Revelation.
Okay. That sounds like a favorite story. What's your favorite Bible story?
I have no idea.
Which one?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I forgot the name, but
I like the rich man and Lazarus.
The rich man and Lazarus. Okay.
I like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I do too.
I forgot mine.
You forgot yours? Okay, you like them all, don't you? You like the people, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell me one at a time.
Maybe.
Lucas?
Maybe Goliath.
Goliath?
My favorite one is Goliath.
Is Goliath?
Goliath and Jesus on the cross.
My
favorite part after that is whenever you get to have those toys.
Oh, very favorite. Ike, what's yours?
Your favorite story?
Jonah. Okay. Tecumseh?
Jonah.
They lied and they died.
Say it again.
They lied and they died.
And then there is a fire
on them. Alright. That's a great story. What about yours?
Jonah,
okay.
Jonah.
Yeah. What's yours?
Jesus.
Do you have a favorite verse that you can think of?
Oh, yeah. So my favorite verse is, it's the one that Mama likes to. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. I think it's...
That goes with the talk that you did for us.
It's
kind of hard. The verse is kind of hard to remember.
Mark 22.
I think it might be 1 Samuel 22. McKinley, do you have a favorite verse?
He does.
Love your God with your heart, mind, soul.
That's the great commandment, isn't it? First and great one.
Yeah. Mine is, love is patient, love is kind.
Oh, yeah.
And then I totally forgot the verse.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise you of your youth. That verse.
That's a great verse.
Especially while you're young.
That's right, or any time really. But it gives all of us some areas to try to be following Jesus in. Have you guys gotten to talk to your grandma and grandpa this summer? How are they doing?
Good.
Do you talk to them with FaceTime?
They live. We can just walk to their house. They live right down the street.
Okay.
And we can ride our bikes there. Yeah,
about 1 minute.
What about your other grandma and grandpa? Do you get to talk to them?
Sometimes. They've called a few times.
Good. Why don't you tell them hello? Look here and tell them hello in case they get to see this.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you guys get to see your grandparents much this summer?
Only Deaf and Boss. That are Dad's parents are kind of like social distancing
okay.
right now.
Okay. So in case they can see you guys right now, why don't you tell them hello? Say to them what you want to say to your grandparents.
Hello.
All of them.
Hi.
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 Hi. Okay. Britton, let them hear you say something. Say
hi.
Hi. Okay, very good. If your grandma or grandpa, either one of them, happen to see you guys doing this interview, what would you like
actually,
to say?
Actually, all our family.
Good.
Oh, I'd like
what
to
you,
say.
What do you want to say?
Hi, Poppy and Gigi, and hi, Grandpa and Mimi. Thank you that you're watching us.
Yes.
And thank you for Georgia Saw and Liza and Dalton and Ann Lander.
And say,
and Sutton.
Yeah. And say, when are you coming to see us?
When are you coming to see us?
Can you tell them hello?
Can you say hi?
Hi. Yeah.
Can you smile and say hello? You can't. Say something to Zine and Don Meza here. What would you want to say to them?
I want to say I love you.
Hi, have a good day.
Hi.
Hi. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Can you say we're gonna have supper at your house tonight?
Yeah,
we are.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, say something to your friends.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
Thank you for loving us.
Tell all your friends here. We love you.
We love you.
Love you.
There you go.
Hey, I'm a best.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello and bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, very good.
So, I hope you guys that are watching have a good day, and I hope we all
very
have a good day.
Yes.
Fine. Yeah, that's very good. You all have done a great job. I appreciate visiting
Thanks.
With you, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You a lot. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for coming and talking to me.